Proverbs chapter 3. The book of Proverbs chapter 3, and I'd like to think on this subject, trust. Proverbs chapter 3. Begin reading in verse 5 and verse 6. Trust is something is a word that we all use, and it's a word that we're familiar with. What is it? And look what the Bible said here about it. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. He said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." It's remarkable to me that in this passage, the two contradictions are there. We will either trust in the Lord with all of our heart, or we will lean to our own understanding. We're going to do one or the other. Notice again in verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct up thy path." That's a real positive words there. If we just acknowledge the Lord, we acknowledge the Lord. There's nothing special there. I mean, there's nothing there that leads to thinking about bolts of lightning or remarkable miracles. It just said, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." That's it. "And He shall direct thy path." That's what He says. Isn't that good? In verse 7, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Trust in the Lord. That's what the Bible said. That's what the message is about. It's just simply trusting in the Lord. Let's pray. Bless me, Father, today as I bring this word. And Lord, I know that it's in Your hand. And Lord, it's all there. And Lord, I pray that You might make it real, to how that we ought to trust You, not just in the things we call religion, but in the things that are every day. Bless and keep us. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I think if we're going to be talking about trust and looking at the Bible about trust, we ought to know what the word means. That'd be a good place to start, wouldn't it? So what does trust mean? What would be the definition? Well, it's like hope. But it's not like I'm just hoping physically that it's going to happen, but I have a heavenly hope, a sure hope. Trust means to have faith in. Trust means to seek refuge in. Trust means to flee to protection, or flee for protection to. So you see, trust is like going to the Lord and relying upon Him completely. You think about what trust is. A very necessary part of trust is faith and repentance. A very necessary part of trust is leaving off what I think, or putting confidence in anything other than Christ. Because the Bible said here in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So when we talk about having faith in the Lord, we're not talking about having faith in anything else. It's just in the Lord. We're not looking to anything else. We're not expecting help from anything else or anybody else. But it's just the Lord. Trust in the Lord, the Bible said. You see, faith and repentance go along with trusting. Because faith is believing what God said when you don't see any evidence of it. And then repentance is having another mind toward So here you see that in trust, when the Bible talks about trusting in the Lord with all thine heart, there is the part we're going to turn away. We're going to turn away from everything except the Lord. And we're going to have faith in the promises of God, even if we can't see them coming to pass. Now that's what trust is. We're simply trusting. We're believing the promise that God has given to us. Repentance, of course, turning away from ourselves, is recognizing our inability to do anything to help ourselves or to assure the outcome we desire. Repentance is completely relying upon the word of another who is greater and more able than we. That is the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If you want to have peace, you look what the Bible says here in verse 5 of Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't be trying to figure it out. Just trust in the Lord. The Bible said in verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. That's the part talking about repentance. Be not wise in your own eyes, because you can't control it anyway, but the Lord can. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Trust in the Lord, because it's good to do so. It's good for your health. It's good for your peace to trust in the Lord. Do not trust in anything else. We're living today, and of course this year, and we're living in perilous times, economically and physically and in our nation and all kinds of things. Slowly, one by one, the foundation is being removed from our nation. From the foundations we've built our lives upon, it's being removed. Oftentimes we're laughed at or mocked at or scorned because of the things that we believe, the things we preach, the things we practice. But the Bible says we ought to trust in the Lord. It may be that you've worked your whole life and you have invested your money in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and whatever else, and you've seen that slowly erode away. No, not slowly. It's been pretty quick. That it's just vanished. Well, are you trusting in your financial situation or are you trusting in the Lord? I'm reminded of some things as far as finances are concerned. The Lord said that we ought to pray for our daily bread. I think that we kind of got out of the habit of doing that. I'm speaking about myself. And if you're in the same boat I am, then you need to confess as well. But sometimes we want to pray for it all at once. We want to pray so we can see it. But God said faith is believing when you can't see it, but you're just trusting the Lord to bring it to pass. I find that a qualification of a minister is that he not be a lover of filthy lucre. I think that principle is also good for church members. I know it's good for me. Because if all I think about is money, then that's what I'm going to be preaching about. But I need to be preaching about how that we ought to trust the Lord. That's the main thing that we need, is to trust the Lord if things are not going the way you think they ought to be going. Can you trust the Lord with your job, with your crazy boss? Maybe your boss is trusting God with his crazy employees. That could be. But trust in the Lord is what the Bible said. And I know we're living in perilous times. I know we're living in times when there's a lot of evil that's going on. I mean, there's a lot of evil going on. And sodomites have just about taking over the authority in this country in which we live. And I know abortion is a sin. I know child abuse is a sin. And all the pornography and all the evil that's associated with all of that, it looks like that it's just taken over. But the Bible said that we ought to trust in the Lord. The Bible said, now this is Monday through Monday. This is every day of the week. It's not just a Sunday sermon, but it's good for us every day that we would trust in the Lord. There's nothing wrong with having a bank account, nothing wrong with having a good financial situation. God does not mind that. But what God does not want us to do is to trust in that instead of trusting in Him. If you get sick, it's not wrong to go to the doctors and get their opinion, but trust in the Lord. The Lord knows your body better than they do. He made it. They just kind of look at it from the outside. Of course, with all their needles and pokes and prods, they can get them to the inside. But it's really good to trust the Lord. It's really good because it'll give you some help. Look in the book of Psalms, if you would. Psalms 37. As we think about that, if we just trust in the Lord, that we're certainly not doing what a lot of other folks are doing. But it is what God wants us to do, is to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In the book of Psalms 37 and verse 1. Now, this is very practical. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Now, God surely doesn't mean that. Because doesn't God want me to spend my time worrying and fretting and being full of anxiety about all the evil that's going on? I mean, doesn't God want me to be aware of the evil that's going on? Chuckle, chuckle. The Bible said here, look what it said. Now we need to trust in the Lord. He says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. There's always been evildoers. I got a news flash for you. There always will be. Doesn't mean you got to get used to it. But you need to recognize that's the way it is. We need to trust the Lord. He said, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. You think about the evildoers. You think about the evildoers, and they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 3 is there for a reason. Verse 1 and 2 is there for a reason. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. This is a real practical message. It's a real thing that each one of us faces and each one of us has to deal with that evil that we see in the world that sometimes gets under your skin. The Bible said, you understand this, evil's always been. It always will be until Satan is finally cast into the bottomless pit, or into the lake of fire, meant to say. Until that's all done, there's going to be evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. You say, but evil's taken over. Let me tell you something, they're not doing nothing God's not allowing. Trust in the Lord. That's what He said. You see, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. And do good. And do good. Did I say that three times? I think I did that on purpose. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed one day at a time. That's all I get is one day at a time. I get one meal at a time. That's it. Of course, I sometimes try to make up for two or three on one, but that don't work real good. But he goes on in this Psalms, and there's a lot of good things that he says here. Verse In verse 4 it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And then He says in verse 7, rest in the Lord. Verse 8, cease from anger. But in all these things, we need to trust in the Lord. Look in the book of Psalms 118. Psalms 118. Read verse 8 and verse 9. We need to trust in the Lord. He said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Men will let you down. They may not intend to, but men will let you down. But God never will. You trust in the Lord. It is better, in Psalms 118 verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. He says in verse 8, verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Well, I think that fits today. You say, well, I feel better when the Republicans are in office. Another person would say, I feel better when the Democrats are in office. I trust that we will say, I'm glad because God controls both of them. I trust that's what we're going to be saying. Because we're trusting in the Lord, not in the political party. We're trusting in the Lord instead. It is better to trust in the Lord. It's better for us all together. Notice here. There's an exhortation in this Psalm 118 just to praise the Lord and to trust the Lord. In verse 10, notice what the writer said. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. He said that twice. Verse 12. They compass me about like bees. You ever been attacked by bees? Boy, they come from everywhere, don't they? I mean, tell you what, I don't care about that. Because you can't run fast enough, hard enough, you can't squat enough time to get them away from you. But here's what it says, they compass me about like bees. That's how the enemies were coming. Here, David is trusting the Lord. He said, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. What is that? The fire of thorns. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about how quick it is. If you set fire to a big old oak stump, that thing will smolder for a long, long time. But if you take some of this old dry bramble stuff, like thorns, and you put a little fire in there, man, that thing comes up, and it's gone. So that's how they're going to be quenched, as a fire storm. For the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You see, David is trusting the Lord. This is a real thing. These were real actual enemies that David was facing. And yet he was able to defeat them by trusting in the Lord. God can take care of that actual thing that you see. Verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. That was the desire of the enemy of David to knock him down. But the Bible said, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. And he goes on and talks about here how that the Lord is blessed in a very, very real way. You see, we need to trust in the Lord. We need to believe the Lord. We need to rely upon the Lord and run to the Lord for refuge, for strength, and for help. Because that's where our hope is. That's where our hope is. I want you to look in a few other places here. In the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. how we need to trust in the Lord and nothing else. In Mark chapter 10, I want to read verse 21. Mark 10, verse 21. And I know I'm picking up in the middle of a thought here, because verse 21 is Christ's reply to the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler had ran to Christ. He had said, "What must I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "Keep the commandments." The man said, "I've kept all those. What lack I yet?" There was something in that man. He did not have that trust in the Lord yet. He wanted it. And Jesus said in verse 21, when he beheld him, he loved him, and he said unto him, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up thy cross and follow me." Look in verse 22. Jesus told this man what to do. And the Bible said in verse 22, he was sad at that saying. Are you sad at the saying of Christ to trust Him, to trust Him, to trust Him? Does it make you sad? This rich young ruler went away sad, because he had a lot of things to trust in. And he went away grieved, for he had great possession. Jesus, in verse 23, looked round about him and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" Look to hear what Jesus is saying. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? His disciples were greatly astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." What's Jesus really saying here? He's saying this: if you trust in anything except Jesus, you're trusting in the wrong thing, and you're not going to make it. That's what he's saying. It's real plain. It's real clear. To me, it's very, very clear. Jesus is saying this: the way to heaven, the way into the kingdom of God, is only by trusting in Jesus. You do not trust anything else. This rich young ruler had sealed himself out of heaven because he trusted in his possessions. Now let me say this right here. If you're lost, I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you're here and you're not saved, I want you to think about this. If you trust in anything except Jesus, you're not going to make it to heaven. If you trust in who you are, you're not going to make it to heaven. You need to trust in Jesus. If you trust in what you've done, you're not going to make it to heaven. If you trust in what you intend to do, you're not going to make it to heaven. If you trust in what you want to do, you're not going to make it to heaven. If you trust in anything except Jesus, you're not going to make it. Jesus is the only way. You say, "Well, wait a minute, I'm a church member." If you're trusting in your church membership, you're going to die and go to hell. So I've been to church every Sunday morning for the last 45 years. If you're trusting in that, you're going to die and go to hell. Now, you ought to have been at church. But if you're trusting in that, you're not going to make it. If you're trusting in your baptism, if you're trusting in doing good, being good, treating your fellow man right, you're not going to make it. Listen, I've talked to a lot of people who told me, they told me, you know, preacher, I've done good all my life. You're not going to make it. If that's what they're trusting in, and they can die trusting in that, they're trusting in the wrong thing because it's just trusting in Christ. He said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And that's it. But let me say something else. We that are saved need to trust in the Lord and nothing else. That's why I brought up all ago about all of our investments. We need to trust in the Lord and not a bunch of other stuff. Because we're wrong. When we trust and say, I'm going to have a good retirement because I've got all this money set back. I tell you, money takes wings and flies away. I mean, it don't take long either. You can come into your house with a bucket full of it and think I've got it all set out here, and you can sit down there and you can get your bills all in one pile and all your money in another pile. And it's not very long until your money pile is getting pretty small. Now, that's the way it works at my house. And I find that my want to is a whole lot bigger than my can do anyway. That's just the way it is. Look in the book of Luke chapter 12. Here's a fellow that trusted in the wrong thing. In verse 16, he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. I'm reading in Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. Luke 12 and verse 16. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And here's the fellow right here. Here's a fellow that's got a good retirement. He thinks. He will say to his soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. A lot of people trusting in their retirement plans, in their insurance plans, and all kinds of plans that men have devised, but they don't trust the Lord. It's just as apt to happen to us that are believers as those that are lost, unfortunately. The Bible said in verse 20, but God said unto him, thou fool. Here's one. He called it, God called him a fool because he wasn't taking into account that there was a God. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So I say to the ones that are lost, you need to trust only in the Lord. Because trusting in anything else is wrong. And you're going to wind up in hell if you trust in anything except the Lord. But I say to us that are saved, it's wrong for us to trust in anything except the Lord. It's wrong. That works Monday through Friday. That works every day of the year. It may look promising, but we need to trust in the Lord. The Israelites, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Isaiah, the book of Ezekiel, the Israelites were in trouble because of their rebellion against God, and God was going to send the Babylonians against them. And they decided they were going to go down into Egypt. And Jeremiah said to them, don't you go down into Egypt. He said, although they've got a lot of horses, they've got a lot of chariots, I'm going to destroy Egypt. And if you're down there, you're going to be destroyed with them. You know where the Israelites went? They went to Egypt. Why? Because it looked promising. It looked as if there was strength enough there to protect them. But there wasn't. In our world today, they're telling us that there's some companies that are too big to fail. That's a lie. I've even heard it said many, many years ago that some countries are just too big to fail. That's another lie. The Roman Empire filled this world and failed. They weren't the first one. And they won't be the last. But it's always good to trust in the Lord. We just need to trust in the Lord. There's many, many blessings that go along with just trusting in the Lord. I want to read to you just one of those. Just one. Proverbs chapter 29. And with this passage, I'm going to close this message. Proverbs 29. In verse 25. And how we ought to trust the Lord. Nothing but. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The Bible says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. And boy, it does. The Lord told one of His prophets, don't be fearful of their eyes, because when you start preaching to them, they're going to look at you real mean. So don't you pay attention to them. You just preach what I'm telling them. I'll take care of them. The Bible said, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Did you know that verse right there is a promise? That's a promise that God's given. You want safety? You want peace? You want contentment? I think if I would say to everybody, you know, if that's what you want, raise your hand. I think everybody here would raise their hand, because that's what we want, security. We want security. We want peace. We want contentment. We want to be safe. The Bible said here in this place, if you try to put your faith in anything except the Lord, you're not going to have it. But He says, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Even if the invading army comes in, God said, I'll keep you safe. He said, how can you guarantee that? I don't. God does. Ezekiel trusted in the Lord when the invading army came in. The Lord kept him safe. Jeremiah trusted in the Lord when the invading army came in, and God kept him safe. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and a host of other Jews were trusting in the Lord when the invading army came in, and the Lord kept them safe. On the other hand, there were those kings that did not trust the Lord, that ran instead of submitting themselves as God said, and they were not kept safe. Read it in the Bible. It's there. I pray that God will bless this message. I pray that we'll understand that we ought to trust the Lord more than anything else. Just trust the Lord is our prayer. If you're lost, trust the Lord for your salvation. And if you're saved, then trust the Lord for your testimony. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Nothing else. Just trust the Lord. You can't trust your job, but you can trust the Lord. Brother Andy, would you come lead us in this song, please, as we stand? Let's sing this song. We'll sing it a cappella. We'll pray that God would bless. If you're lost today, trust the Lord is the word. Just trust the Lord, for He is good. He is holy. He's right. He can bless you, but nobody else can. Trust in the Lord, brother.